Okay, so in honor of the Sima Shas, I want to learn with you Yonim. There's a lot of things to learn about in Yonim of the relating to Sim. I want to do this, try to do this today, tomorrow, and Thursday. 3 days of a week of celebration. First, I want to start with the var that I said by the Kinnas. Some of the Kinnas that relates to the Sima Shas, especially for this particular Sima Shas in MetLife Stadium. Now, not a gematria. There's a kina tezayin. Kina tezayin talks about zochar she'osa tzar bifinim. It describes in great detail what Titos Harasha did when he came into the Kodesh HaKadosh, when he came into the Beis Hamikdash to destroy the Bayis Sheni. So it says here first he came and he defiled the lechem upon him. It says that he stabbed the parochas and blood came gushing out. It says that he took a zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and committed a horrible sin. It talks later in the Kina about how he, with the Kosel HaMaravi, he instructed his officers to take down the four walls of the Harabais, and the officer that was appointed to take down the Kosel HaMaravi failed. And the whole story, he said to him, oh, the only reason why I didn't take it down was in order to preserve your honor. People shall one day look back and say, oh, look how great Titus was. He was able to conquer such a magnificent, massive structure. So Titus, that was a life course. The reason why the Kodesh HaMaravi did not come down was because Hashem did not allow it to come down, because the Shechina never departed from the Kodesh HaMaravi. We discussed this, that Ponai lo yero, achora yero, the Ponai lo yero, the significance of the Kodesh HaMaravi. And then at the end of the Kina discusses the 300 boys that were taken away, 400 boys, that were taken away on three ships to Rome to be used for immoral purposes. And these boys had a conversation among themselves if they're allowed to commit suicide, which indeed they did. And it was a baskel that said, do not worry, you will be resurrected at the time of Trias HaMesim. Now, in this kina, describing all the various horrors, it says two things. First of all, it says that he took away all of the clay shards. I have to tell you the exact words to bring out the point. He took away the clay shards. Let me find it. It shouldn't take that long. Okay, here it is. Benafshenu tovanu, our soul sank. Our neshamas like departed. Gehoitzi clay shards. When he took away the clay shards. Titus, he collected them all. The oral, the shulchan. You have seen the Arch of Titus. The menorah, shulchan, trumpets. There are three things on the Arch of Titus. The menorah, trumpets, and the shulchan. And of course, the clay shards includes the mizbeach and the mizbeach hazav. There were many kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it goes further. And then it says, the somam ba'oni shait, he put it in a boat, bumbly he sharets, and he took these to use it for his own glory back in Rome. They're going to use the clay shards for their own purposes. Oireinu nomak, our skin melted. Kihishkim mishares, when the mishares, it's not exactly clear who this mishares is, when he woke up in the morning, v'loi motza, he did not find tishim ushlosha clay shares. Did not find the 93 utensils of the Beis HaMikdash. Clay shares. The 93 utensils. What in the world does that mean? So here in the article there's a star. The star, I'm assuming the star is referring us to a Mishnah Masechta Tamid. Okay, they quote a Masechta Tamid. Tamid Perigimel Mishnah Dalit. And the Mishnah, that's a long one in the Daf Yomi, tells us that in the Beis HaMikdash there were exactly 93 utensils that were used every single day for the korbanos. Because I don't know the calculation, you have to study the Gemara in much more detail. There are a set of korbanos that are brought every single day. Tamish al-Shachar, Tamish al-Benarbaim, the Gitaris, the Chavitin, so on and so forth. And if you make a calculation, you need 93 utensils. If you don't want to recycle any utensil, Mikdash was not green. There was no recycling. So they didn't use. They had 93 utensils. So every single part of the avoda had its own separate receptacle. for the Tomid, Shashachar bin Arbayim, and for the Mincha, and for the Nesachim, and so on and so forth. So there were 93 utensils set aside for the Avodah. They woke up in the morning, gone, they're all gone. This is a Mishnah Masechet Tomid, and the Kalir took that Mishnah, incorporated into the Kina, and told us that the terrible Tzara, they came the next day, all 93 were gone. There's a very well-known Yerushalmi. If you go to a good Daf Yomi, the Magashu will tell you, it says there in all the new Gemaras, probably in the article, it says there that there's a Yerushalmi. There's another reason why there are 93 Kalim, which is a sugya to itself, is because in the Nevuah of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, it says Hashem's name 93 times. In the Treyasa, there are three of the Treyasa, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. It's Yerushalmi. It's a Ferish Yerushalmi. No kuntsim, no midrashim, no zoyars, no chasidus shverloch. Gemara Yerushalmi, 93 times it says Hashem's name Chagas Chaim Malachi, and that's why they worked it out. There should be 93 kalim. What is the significance? So I'll just tell you Derech Agav. I think the significance is because they were the last Nevi'im. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were the last of the prophets. We have no clue what it means prophecy, but obviously prophecy was a big deal. And to live in a generation where there are prophets, it's like, it's surreal to have a phone. You know, I once said a joke, but they installed in my father's shul at one point in time a red phone. It's right, very prominent, like in the hallway, there's a red phone. Rachmana Litzlan, if there ever should be a nerve emergency, they have now all the shuls now, they have the defibrillators and they have the red phones. It's a red phone. So it's a joke. Someone said, joke was someone said, what's this red phone? I'm from the generation of Batman. I don't know if Batman had the red through the door. Okay, but what's this red phone? So I told the guy, I said, just in case the Shliach Tzibur, if he feels that it's not going, you know, it's just not making that connection with Hashem, we have a backup plan. We have a direct line.
local call.
We use the red phone just in case. We need to make that contact. So the red. So in the time of the Nevi'im, the Navi was the red phone. No joke. He was a direct line to the Rebbe and Shlomo. It was direct communication. Okay. The last of the Nevi'im were Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. And what happened? They died. They died at the very beginning of the Bayis Sheni. The whole 420 years of the Bayis Sheni, they were living off the legacy and the coattails of the prophets. As a daily reminder of the prophets, they incorporated Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Because what is a prophet? A prophet is a human being. He's a human being of earth and water. And Hashem blows, and the Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem's spirit is in this. It's a Kli Sharis. A prophet is the ultimate Kli Sharis. A prophet is a human being, earth and water, with the Shem Hashem. It's a Kli Sharis, a holy utensil to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a reminder, a way to hold on to the legacy of the prophets. They had 93 kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, because corresponding to the times that Hashem's name appears in Sefer Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Now, by the way, just you know that there's a very big problem with this Yerushalmi, and everyone is busy with this. Everyone, you go look in them. I almost spoke about this when we did the Daf Yomi section. I wanted the number of times to really delve into this more deeply. Is that if you count the number of times Hashem's name appears in these three prophets, you're not going to find the number 93. Like all these type of things, you do the math, it just doesn't add up. So what does it mean? So everyone is busy, they have all different types of calculations, like in the figure when Mashiach is going to come. There's all the kates, Mechash of the kates, all different calculations. Where do you get 93 times Hashem's name in Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi? What does that mean? Because that's a type, but it still says this in Yerushalmi. It says in Yerushalmi, 93 times. That's pshat. I told you the 93 from the Gemara, the Mishnah, which is universal. The Mishnah is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the same Mishnah for Bali and Yerushalmi. And when it says in the Yerushalmi, in the Gemara Yerushalmi, about the prophets, I want to tell you a drush. a drush. Doesn't say this anywhere, so you can't have Titus on me. Doesn't say this. People say, what does it say this? What does it say this? It doesn't say this. This is a machshava, a rayon. In the Beis Hamikdash, there were two courts of law. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla and the Sanhedrin Kitana. Where did the Sanhedrin Gedoyla sit in the Beis Hamikdash? Everyone knows, in the Lishka Sagozis. There was also a Sanhedrin Kitana. Sanhedrin Kitana, they sat in the Ezras Noshim. And there's even another one outside the Harbais, but there's at least in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Ezras Noshim. You look in the picture books, open up a picture book, you'll see they have a little diagram, a little funny diagram, in the Ezras Noshim, they sat as Sanhedrin Kitana. Different roles. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla, their primary, the Gemara said, I mean, they decide all the big issues. They were like, you know, the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, they decide the big issues. They mainly decide yichus. As the Gemara says, their focus was disqualifying and qualifying people to serve in the Mikdash. You had to be a miyuchas. They had to check into your lineage. If you are of pure descent from no intermarriage, no problems. And that's what they did. That's what the Sanhedrin. But of course, they did other things as well. There are certain things that you need the Sanhedrin Hagidoyla to the Sanhedrin. Then there was Sanhedrin Ketana. They dealt with other issues. They dealt with monetary issues. They dealt with the laws of the big cases, capital crimes, punishment of Misa, of the Zergi, the Raisha. Another court. How many members are there in the Sanhedrin Ketana? 23. No one argues. 23. It's a Mishnah. First Mishnah of the Sanhedrin. Big members of the Sanhedrin. Big daf. Big Mishnah. Massive Mishnah. The first page of Sanhedrin. How many members are there in the Sanhedrin Gedoyla? It's machlokes like tanoim. You have to be fair and be honest. The Rabbanan say 71. It appears the Rabban Paskin 71. So you have to muddle the MS. But the Pasuk says, Esfali Shivim Ish, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says there are 70, Moshe al Gabehem, but Moshe was not part of the Sanhedrin. Moshe was Masha the Shechina, Moshe was not part of the Sanhedrin. There are 70 members of the Sanhedrin. And in fact, in the Kinos, in the Chazal, sometimes it says 70, sometimes it says 71. Even if you hold that there are 71, number 71 is different. So, I'm asking you mechila for now, and we're going to focus on the Rabbi Yehuda. It's not necessarily the halacha, and even in the kinas, sometimes in the kinas, even the kalir says for himself. Sometimes the kalir refers to the 70, sometimes he says 71. So we're going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there are 70 dayanim in the Sanhedrin, number 71 is a different madrega. What is 70 plus 23?
93.
So, that answers the question. Over here it says he took away the clay sharis. Then it says Nachmal. We didn't find the 93 clay sharis. What's the repetition in the Kina? Why is it repeated? So the Jewish is that with the bittul, that with the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the koyach of Sanhedrin was bottled. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla and the Sanhedrin Ketana, they were not to be found. The Talmidei Chacham are the ultimate clay sharis. It's exactly what we learned today. We learned today in Yeshaya. Yeshaya says that La'asalava, who's going to return? Who's the Klesharis? And what does he say? They're Torah mitzvahs. Doesn't necessarily mean those who carry on their backs the Aron and the Shulchan and the Midbar like Rashi. It means the Koyach of the Torah. And the Sanhedrin, the Gedoyla and the Ketana, and each one served a different function, was bottled. The biggest proof is in Elitzion. Who doesn't say Elitzion? What do we say in one of those stanzas? Ubitul Sanhedreha. It's one of the expressions in the Ubitul Sanhedreha. That's part of the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedreha, which means both. That's the Josh. 93 Kalim were not to be found. The horror, the Koyach HaTorah was bottled in the Bitul in the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Last Thursday, I came home, went on the computer, like I always do, it's filtered. I went down, I scrolled down, and what did I see on the computer? Headlines, press release. What was the headlines? I can't remember exact details. Basically it said, all 93,000 tickets sold. CM Hashas at MetLife promises to be the biggest event ever, Torah, whatever it's, I remember exactly, the biggest event ever at MetLife Stadium. 93,000 tickets. And then they give you a detailed analysis how they get 93. Because the stadium can hold 82,500,000. And then they have on the field, they cover it with special. I was wondering, because they would never let you do that in Yankee Stadium. They would never, because the turf there costs millions of dollars. The infield, they'll destroy it. No, but the infield, no, the grass, they don't care about so much. They care about the infield. The infield, this is a good third of the field. That's Kodesh Kodashim, Admas Kodesh. The pitcher's mound. This is Mamish. Admas Kodesh. Remember the World Series, the Mets? People broke down the fence. They came. They came along the train with clumps of earth. Admas Kodesh.
They sold
the pitcher's mound. People came home the next.
Yes, with the dirt.
They sold clumps of dirt.
They sold clumps. People were holding those clumps of dirt for the pitcher's mound, the World Series, the Mets champion. 86.
It's not in season now.
That was like the 9/11 in baseball. That was the 9/11 in baseball. Season. Ever since then, they bring in the horses. Will never happen again.
My
World Series, they'll let anyone dear.
It's not in season, so they can put them on.
But MetLife, they don't have a pitcher's mound. They're not so. They don't really care so much about. It's just nothing. You know, it's nothing. It's just turf. But even that what?
Will I see you there tomorrow?
I hope so. Hashem. But somewhere they have now turf. Okay, so they had an answer. Now they have 10,000. They have all the numbers. The day is 93,000. So it's mamish a hafle mefelis. That in the same week, Shur Shechalboy, when we read about the Bittel Sanhedreha, the 93 clay shares that were bottled, against the backdrop of Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoin, what do we lay in Parshas? What do we lay before we say Eicha Salavadi? The Baruch of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Noisen HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Elef Pa'amim. Hashem, this is the Tisha B'Av, Elef Pa'am. Boy Bayom Tisha B'Av, when we read about the Vlemotza Tishim Ushloisha Klesharis, Yosef Hashem Alechem Elef Panim, a koyach of 93,000 coming to Mechazek, the Torah, to rebuild the Torah, to give cover that Torah. It's Haloi Dovar. It's not something which you just can brush off and ignore. There's something going on. There's a shef of Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending down to this world. Okay, now let's discuss some other things. Okay, yeah.
Are you going to be taking the bus to get there?
Train. I'm taking the train. I'm going to Secaucus and take the train from there directly to MetLife. That's what I'm going to do.
The bus leaving from Avenue J.
Yeah, I'm going on that bus, Avenue J.
Name?
Huh?
My bus is leaving from Ocean Avenue.
Yeah, that's the other bus. That's the other Flatbush bus. Avenue J.
Okay, now let's go to some other ideas. We have a few minutes left. Some other ideas about a seam. Here's some short ideas. Everyone knows the makar. What's the makar for a seam? It's a Gemara Masechta. There are a few makaris, but let's do one at a time. One of the makaris of the seam is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Famous Gemara Abaye Daf Kuf Yitches V'Yomer Abaye. It comes from Abaye. Havaye is the Abaye Rava. The whole town is all Abaye Rava. Abaye said, "Tasili, reward should come to me. Hashem should reward." It's a very neutral term that Abaye is saying, "I should receive reward." When I see a tsurba merabanan, when he concludes the mesechta, avidna yoyma tova l'rabanan, I make for the rabanan a yom tov, a yom tova. There's a lot to be learned from this few words. A lot of halacha and agada and Jewish of the essence of a siyum. First of all, Abaya didn't make. Abaya is not the Messiah. Abaya said, "Tastily, the chichazina. When I see someone else make a siyum, the chichazina. I'm not making the siyum. I don't learn the daf. I'm just the guy in the Gemara. I'm just one of the people in the Gemara. One of the players. One of the part of the cast. The people in the Gemara. When I see a tsurba minabar, now this is a very interesting thing, which I heard the Agud is very focused on. This is ikosim is for the young people. Tsurba minabar means the young talmidei chacham. Tsurba minabar means a young talmud chacham. The adults, you know, adults are not so into siyum. You know, they learn a daf, you finish a masechta, you go vayitah. It's a good thing, kavatara. The ones that you have to impress upon, and by the way, siyum is a minog. There's no halacha. You must make a scene. If you don't make a scene, no one's gonna not give you shlishi. You're an avarian. You learned the gemara da on the Sabbath. You make a scene. There's no aveira not to make a scene. A scene celebration of mesachta is a real minuk. Okay, so it really fits into the category of minuk. It's not halacha. It's minuk. And Abaye said, who do we put the minuk on? The young people. The tsurba merabon, because the young people need. The young generation always need excitement, entertainment, chizuk. You saw the video from, you go and you see the video from Eretz Yisrael, from the Deer Shoe. They're all very young people there. You look at the audience, they're all like little kids to me. And they're all entertainment. There's all these like kids, like all very, it looks like high school like. That's what they have the dais. They have
mamish the zakenis on every.
Right, Deer Shoe Mechines.
Yeah.
They have the zakenim are sitting there on the dais. Yeah, but the whole seam has a whole flavor of the Iker seam is focused on the young generation. Sumer Abban, they are good. I think what they say is that they have this very heavy into the kids. They have the whole presentation where they had children learn 1.5 million Mishnayis, the Zecha Nishmas, the 1.5 million children that were nifter in the Holocaust, they were killed in the Holocaust, they were murdered, and they learned 6 million lines of, what are they, 6 million lines of Gemara or Dafim, connected to 6 million. There's a whole push, a very big push, they're very into this, is the Iker should be the young, the next generation. Because that's what a seam is. The seam is tsurba merabonon to be mechazik, the continuity of Torah, and the continuity. What? Tsurba. Tsurba is an Aramaic word which means the young. Tsurba merabonon. A young Talmud Chacham.
What daf is
this? This daf Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. The Iker seam is for the young generation, not for the Zakenim. A papa's 10 sons. All the children. The children. You mentioned the Hajj. Very good. Never forget that. You mentioned the children. Why the children? The Zakenim don't need a sin. They know the Hashivs of Torah. They have other things to do. Yet Mechazek, the young generation. And that's a very important limut. And who does he make it for? Avidna Yomotam L'Rabbanan. You make it for the adults. When you Mechazek the children with the adults. Unbelievable. You show the young people, we're celebrating your simcha. Who is coming to celebrate your simcha? The zakenim. Shalshalas adaros. The ones that sit at the dais really should be the children. And because it's your sim, and the adults, we're here to give you mechaved you. A yom tov l'rabbanon. We're making a yom tov l'rabbanon because the tzur merabbanon will messiah on the sach. It's a very, very powerful idea of a mix between young, old, who you have to play around. We can't go into all details now, but you have to play around and understand the depth of this gemara. Now, this gemara, besides just the minhag, is halacha. What's the halacha? First of all, he says the yom tov. It's a yontif. There are people tomorrow, they're not going to say mincha, they're not going to say tachna by mincha, because al pi halacha, you're not supposed to say tachna. When you make a siyam, by, well, they're not going to say tachna there for because they daven svar, or whatever they do. They're going to say for other reasons. But me'ikr hadin, al-din shulchan aruch, there's no tachna tomorrow. For some reason, the olam says tachna, I don't know why. I'm planning a daven mincha tomorrow. I do my regular schedule because I don't know whatever. I daven mincha like I daven my regular, even though it's down 90,000. I'll daven my with 93,000 people. Mincha, I'm planning on davening my regular. I'm willing to bet that they're going to say tachnun tomorrow. I'm going to daven. Why? I don't know, because they say everyone there is going to go to the Siyum HaShas. But if I'm not mistaken, it's Shivan Shulchan Aruch. The day when you make a Siyum, it's at night though. It's at night, so maybe it's. I don't know.
Same thing if you're davening here. You have a bris over there.
Yeah.
You'll say tomorrow.
But it's like mamish. Let's say lo yitzu your mamish. You make the Siyum Yidari Mincha before. So it's this comes from the Gemara. Avidna Yoima Tova. The reason why this halacha is true is because the Gemara says that it's mamish a yom tov. The Gemara does not play around with words. The Gemara says Avidna Yoima Toivol Rabbanan. It's called a Yom Tov, no different than Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and Sukkot and Shavuos. It is a real holiday. It's serious business. Halacha l'maisa. There's no Tachman. That's something. That is what. Another Indian is that who is it the Yom Tov for? This is also very important. You don't have to be Messiah. There's many Nachmanis that look like this. Yeah. Is that Abaya did not make the seal. Abaya, he's not from, he didn't finish us. Abaya. The Tzurabon finished. He's also going to celebrate. For him, it's also a Yom Tov. If even though you do not, are not from the Messiah, if you participate in a seal, you are Mechutin. You're a mechutin, and you get all the credit, all the reward, all the covet. It's for you. A lemayin afkamina. What do we have? Something lahalacha. Erev Pesach. Push Erev Pesach. Someone makes a siyum. If someone makes a siyum, do you have to fast? No. I didn't make a siyum. I don't know one more the whole year. I don't have to. I get. I'm allowed to eat Erev Pesach.
You're there. He made a siyum.
Avidna Yom Tov Rabbanan. Everyone gets. It's a Yom Tov for everyone. God's glad. So yeah.
Famous verb from the Gra.
Yeah.
Siyum.
Oh, so the letters. Yes. The letters. So oh, very good. So let's tie in. So what is Axelrod telling us?
Samach.
What is Samach? There's the letters that you pronounce that are seen in the invisible letters.
The back letters.
So Siyam is Samach. Samach is one letter. But when you spell out Samach, it's Samach Nem Chof. What's the numerical value of Nem Chof? 60. What is the letter Samach? 60. Next, Yud. There are two Yuds. What is the Yud? It's 10. But how do you spell Yud? Yud, Vav, Dalet. What's Vav and Dalet together? 6 and 4?
10.
Same numerical value as the one that you see. The revealed and the hidden. What's the last letter? Mem. Well, how do you spell Mem? Two Mems. Mem. What? Siyum. The Vav.
The Vav.
It's the praise of Vav. And the Mem is Mem, two Mems. Mem. Mem. So the part that you see is equal to the part that is invisible. The people who actually finished, who did accomplish, they're the visible. The people who didn't do anything, just come to celebrate, they're invisible. But they're equal. They have the same Shavuos. In fact, they paid more for the tickets than most people who actually were Messiah. Who could afford to buy the $1,000 tickets? Only the people that are busy working and don't have time to learn. They're the ones who have the $1,000 tickets. They have just as much value, even more. So that is the bar from the Gra. Another interesting thing is a katan. Let's just go take a few more things. A katan, child. If a child makes a siyum, do the adults, do they have a right to celebrate with the full glory and get all the... So the answer, we learn from this, is an unbelievable halacha. We learn, we learn from a Karban Pesach. A Karban Pesach, you only can you have to, has, everyone has to be a part of...
Chabura.
You have to be part of the group. And who counts towards the group? You're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach unless you have enough people that are guaranteed to eat from the Karban Pesach. We learn from Sukkim that the entire family has to eat, even the children. So the children contribute, even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah, they're not. But being that they're part of the family and they also eat, they are part of the count, part of the quota which is used to fill up the requirements to prepare a Karban Pesach. So when it comes to Torah, this is not a chiddush. Vishinantam levonecha. There's an obligation for a parent to teach his children Torah, and that includes minors. And even though the child himself is not obligated to learn Torah, but the parent has an obligation to teach. So you need your child to be there so you can fulfill your mitzvah. Even though the child himself is not obligated to learn Torah because he's only a minor, but the parent needs the child to listen and to learn the Torah so the parent can fulfill his obligation. That's just like Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, the child has an obligation to eat the Karban Pesach. But the parent has no right. He's not allowed to slaughter the animal. It's a zilzul of kodkodshim. You're not allowed to slaughter the animal. You're not allowed, unless someone's going to eat it. Who's going to eat it? B'ktusha v'tahara, the child. So the parent needs the child, just like the parent needs the child when it comes to Karban Pesach. on Pesach, the parent needs a child even more when it comes to Talmud Torah. So the child's a chefsa de mitzvah. The male, when a child makes a siyum, it's no different. The parent can celebrate in the halacha. If a child makes a siyum Erev Pesach, all the gedolei Yisrael can eat Erev Pesach because they participate in the siyum of a child. Unbelievable halacha.
Child learns fully on his own.
Yeah, fully on his own. Child makes a siyum, he learns on his level, he's Messiah, and he makes a siyum Erev Pesach. The gedolei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu himself can eat. Moshe's not a Bukhar though, he doesn't eat, he has another problem with Moshe Rabbeinu. But if Moshe Aaron HaKoyin, he's the Bukhar. Aaron HaKoyin can eat a seam on Erev Pesach because he participated in the seam of a child.
Where is this brought down?
This is brought down, I'll tell you exactly. I have to find it afterwards. I'll show to you exactly what's brought down.
Anyway,
here it is.
Minimum text you can make a siyum.
Right. Oh, very good. So now it comes to Abaye. When Abaye went and he said, "This is the same. Bring back to the same source. One of the main makaras. I'm Abaye. Tastely when I see it. Sur me abonon the shalim mesechta. In the time of Abaye, there were no mesechtas of Talmud. All they had was mishnayos. That's all they had." And they studied the Mishnayos, the Mefalpel of the Mishnayos, Havayis, the Abayah Verava, they analyzed the Mishnayos. They were learning Mishnayos, the Eon. Their discussions ultimately turned into the Talmud. But at that point in time, it was a limit of Mishnayos. So from here you see, you don't need to learn the Sechta of Gemara to make a Siyum. Basically, Halacha L'Maisa, all the Pesachim say, anything that is a section to itself that is studied in depth, you can make a siyum. You can make a siyum on one daf. That was my friend's speech from 7 years ago. 7 years ago, he spoke about the content of Moshe who made a siyum on after he learned Shas 202 times, and versus the siyum of the person who learned one daf Gemara. Anything learned by Ian is enough. So if you learn even a perek, if you learn halacha l'maaser, Moshe says that let's say the shayla is always when it comes to Erev Pesach, right? Let's say you're far away, you're out of town. What are you going to do? So Moshe, if you learn three mesechtas, if you learn anything be'in, you make a siyum. If you learn one mesechta mishnayis, mamish be'in rav, you can make a siyum. If you don't learn it so be'in, you just you learn it. You know three mesechtas of mishnayis. So Moshe says three mesechtas. What?
Can't get away with a parsha.
Yes. Parsha Chumash, the Ian, yes, the Ian, yes. Anything that is considered to be a section, the Ian, yes. But if it's not the Ian, so you got a problem. Not being a Moshe says three mesechta mishnayos. Some say not being you should learn a whole seder. A mesechta Gemara, you go through Gemara Rashi, mesechta Gemara. It's parsha. You can make a siyum. Of course, you can make a siyum. What about Nach? Certainly, you go learn the whole Tanakh. Tanakh, absolutely, even one. We learn finishing Yishayah. There's no reason why we shouldn't make a big scene when you learn Yishayah. You learn one and say, absolutely, you can definitely make a scene. Okay, what else? Okay, there are a lot of other things. Let me just tell you some of these. I also we just finished Tisha B'Av. I remember Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, and it says from the reason I know over here from Nachman Chassam, from someone else, that he ate meat. Mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat meat Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. It's part of the 9 days. Okay. And even on a Nitcha, you're not supposed to eat meat. You're allowed to do everything Mitzvah Yom. This year, Nitcha, you can shave, you can do anything you want. No limitation Mitzvah Tisha B'Av because it's a Nitcha. But normally, you're not allowed to do anything in the 9 days, normally, are not over until the next day, the 10th day Chatzos. That's when the 9 days are over. Okay, meat is different because meat is part. You're not allowed to eat meat this year. You're not allowed to eat meat until Chatzos, until the morning. No, I think in the morning. The morning, but not the night, because the night is a hangover. Right, but there's a hangover from. But let's talk about even this past year, or let's talk about certainly regular year. So different gedolim, they ate a fleishuka supper after Tisha B'Av. How are you talking? How can you do so? How can you possibly do so? Forget about the doctors. Forget about that stuff. Why? They made a siyum Mitzoy Tisha B'Av on Eicha. They spent the whole Tisha B'Av. They go to a shir. You can do this today. I'm telling you, today you can argue. People go these marathon shirim the whole day. JJ Schachter, he goes and says a whole day from 9 to 5 and shit like that. And the whole world is online. People are listening to him. It's mamash yom tov. Avidna Yomis Havel Rabbanan. Day is over. You can make a flesh shakamila, make a wedding the Mitzayanta because of the simcha of Avidna Yomis Havel Rabbanan. Okay, there's a lot more about this. Misha will pick this up Yisrael tomorrow. Shatav Mislachas.
Went to the second.